Мое имя. Раньше была Таня, просто Таня. А потом теперь Татьяна Викторовна.
At the time we're talking about, my name was Tanya. Simply Tanya. And it was only later that people started calling me by my full name, Tatiana Viktorovna Fyodorova. I started working on the building of the Moscow Underground in 1932. 10,000 of us, young girls and boys, were there to begin the work.
Вот я сказала, что на метро был объявлен призыв.
There was an appeal to all members of the Komsomol, members of the Young Communist League, to join in the building of the Moscow Underground. And you wouldn't have believed it. There were so many people volunteering for the work that it looked as if all the plants and factories in Moscow would have to close down, because everybody volunteered to build the first shafts. We also had to construct barracks, take up tram lines, and demolish old buildings that were in the way. It was simple work, but it had to be done. There was nothing heroic in it, but we did it with the greatest joy, because we felt we were creating something new. There'd never been an underground in Moscow before, and we were building one.
Были. Но это...
Some people were killed in the construction. I myself had a couple of bad experiences. We worked in brigades, in shifts, women as well as men. We all worked equally, though the men tried to make sure that the women didn't have a hard time. Once, we were digging this tunnel, and I was in too much of a hurry, and was clearing earth away before we'd put in the supporting props. And then suddenly we heard a terrible noise, and the soil caved in on top of us, and we were buried under a heap of earth. Our brigade dug us out very fast, and we were saved by their speed. And I jumped out like a cork coming out of a bottle of champagne. After that, our brigade leader said, remember, in the future, two teams should never be digging at the same time, working towards each other. And then he joked and said I'd probably live for 100 years. Now I guess there isn't much of that left.
Я себе под землей. В это время меня вызывают наверх. Пригласили...
I was working quietly underground one day when I was called up to the surface. I was invited to meet with the General Secretary of the Central Committee of the Komsomol. His name was Sasha Kosirev. We respected him a lot. We loved him. Wonderful person. He said, in 3 days there's a holiday and we're looking for someone to make a speech from Lenin's mausoleum on behalf of the workers. And we have chosen you. Well, what could I say? Of course I said, thank you, and I will try my best. I made my speech. I was just 22 years old.
Я когда закончила, старик так прогуливался вроде по мавзолею.
When I finished, Stalin himself got onto the mausoleum, and he asked the officials, where did you get this brilliant speaker? And the answer came, from underground, Yosif Vissarionovich, from underground.
Я прожила большую и очень интересную жизнь, и трудную.
I've lived a long, very interesting and very difficult life. But if I had the chance to do it all over again, I wouldn't change a thing. I'd work on the underground, on my favorite shaft, the 20th, and I'd work again with the amazing working class. Wonderful workers. Engineers. They're very dear to me.